Welcome to the ITAD Talk Podcast with your host, Jeff Bittner.
So I'd like to welcome James Fillmore this morning to ITAD Talk. And James has been working in IT for the past 27 years as a system admin, a CTO, an IT solutions company owner, an IT director, and in many other roles. He has spent time in a wide variety of different industries, from the MSP sector to retail to education to the nonprofit sector. Now he works as the IT supervisor for the Almond Board of California, where James continues to grow and expand his knowledge. So James, I'd like to welcome you this morning.
Thanks, Jeff. It's great to be here with you.
So it looks like you spent 6 years at Charter Solutions. Could you tell me a little bit about that experience in terms of responsibilities and lessons learned?
Sure. That was an interesting time, to say the least. My brother started a company and needed a very specific role. He had just started a company that was doing business management for charter schools. And he wanted me to come on and be one of his first employees. And there was a school that needed a business manager and an IT director. And I was currently running a PC Club store in Stockton, California, with the number one service center in the company at the time, anyway. So it was a great opportunity for me, and my wife and I moved out to Utah, and I started with one school at Lakeview Academy at first, and I was their IT director and their business manager. So I did all of accounting, all of HR, all of IT, and I had a $40,000 IT budget the first year I was there.
Wow.
For 750 students.
Oh my gosh.
And 100 employees.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, was a reason that there were Celerons everywhere. I didn't buy those. Those were there when I got there, and I replaced them as quickly as I could. But yeah,
that was really a challenge.
Education, yeah, education money just doesn't exist.
Huh.
I mean, every school, at least at our school, right, we were stuck with about a quarter of your entire budget is taken up by salaries.
Well, I was thinking, too, I mean, you know, just the software licensing must be up
quite a
percentage of that budget. And I mean, that doesn't even get you any hardware.
Well, the state of Utah had a great partnership with Microsoft. And so we actually had licensing almost for free.
You know, it's
because we were an education organization. So, and I supplemented that with, you know, action packs and things. And so
just as
you do what you can to save money.
Yeah, just as a side note, when you mentioned the state of Utah, it seems like I've been going there the past few years to going to some of the parks there to hike. And one of the things I noticed is there's not a lot of homeless people. I was kind of looking into how they manage that, and they seem to really try to put people that are able and willing into homes and apartments and kind of get them restarted. Had you noticed that too, or is that just something where I hadn't noticed where the clusters are?
No, I think you're exactly right, Utah. Their social programs are actually very good. They are run mostly by the church. At least a large portion of them are run by the church that dominates that area. So there's a lot of good work done from that church for homeless and people in need, period. And then the government has a slightly less responsibility for the lower amount of homeless that already exist. Honestly, Utah is not a great place to be a homeless person. The snow, it's unbelievably cold and unbelievably hot. Right. And so you're not going to find a lot of homeless people in especially in ski towns like Park City and in St. George. Again, St. George is mostly a retirement community. It's where people in Utah go to retire and play golf. And it's on the Nevada border. So they enjoy that a lot. But yeah, I really did notice that a lot. I used to say that driving around or walking around downtown Salt Lake is like walking around in San Francisco if they widen the streets and clean them all.
Wow. There you go. That's a nice contrast.
It is a great place to go hike.
Yeah.
We loved Utah. In fact, our house was in the middle of nowhere out there. We just overlooked the Ochre Mountains, which are on the western bench. And we were at about 5,000 feet when we lived there. We loved our view until they built a whole bunch of homes behind us.
Oh, okay. It really is a great place to hike. I really enjoyed it. Like Zions and Bryce Canyon and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So can
we
you
had a school in Moab, actually, that I actually went down and we would go down and do IT work for them and spend time out in the canyons hiking. So it was fun.
Nice. So can you tell me about your time as a CTO and an SOS as you did
SOS the support?
Yeah, support. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, again, that was a very interesting time for IT. Because when I was working there was the end of life for Windows XP. So for a year and a half, I was working anywhere from, 70 to 90 hours a week.
Wow.
Just because we were constantly flipping over. And at SOS support, most of our clients were medical based. So, being HIPAA certified, was mandatory, right? I had to be HIPAA certified, and we had to get all of these doctors who do not want to spend money. We had the same challenge, not as much as we did at schools. But we had the same challenge. Trying to get doctors to spend money is like pulling teeth. Doctors do not want to spend money because that money comes out of their pockets.
Well, it seems like,
right?
Especially
anything they spend on IT takes away from their bottom line, and they hate it.
Especially when the insurance companies keep kind of reaching into their pocket too, right?
Oh, yeah. They despise, we struggled a lot upgrading people's Wi-Fi because they thought that a router that you could buy for your home should suffice for their office.
So have you noticed, right, too, that a lot of the doctors are kind of going into the concierge program where they, have a limited number of patients, I don't know, 500, and they charge them, $2,000 to $5,000 each year to be,
yep.
Yeah. So that seems to be a big, I know my mom keeps getting doctor after doctor that goes to concierge. So
wow,
it's kind of frustrating for her, but.
Yeah, the health insurance industry is changing so fast, and it's a lot like IT, I guess. Every other week there's a new law that's passed, and so you have to go out and change everything else, and costs continue to skyrocket just like they do in IT. Our costs are skyrocketing for an entirely different reason right now, but
is it
the rest of the world, right?
Is it the labor aspect or
Oh, no, supply chain.
Okay. So the supply chain in as far as hardware or?
Yeah. We get a lot of new employees now. Not necessarily a lot, but we have hired, I think, anywhere from about 10 people over the pandemic. And getting hardware right now, I've placed orders 3 months ago that still haven't been fulfilled. We're just waiting for hardware to come in, and they just don't exist.
Yeah, when I was at a trade show probably about 2 months ago, they said that it could go on for up to another 18 months until they fully catch up with everything. So,
yeah, I don't expect it to be over this year, personally.
So,
really stinks because I want a new video card.
So can you tell me a little bit about the Fillmore Foundation and what led you to start a nonprofit?
The main thing that we do at the Fillmore Foundation, and we are not as busy as I wish we were, but we try and get computers to people who, especially to kids who need them, right? When I was in high school, I started building computers when I was 16, and I would have done anything to be able to afford to buy a good enough computer to do something. I mean, back then, right, there was no such thing as video cards. I remember I bought my first 3DFX card from Fry's Electronics in Palo Alto.
Oh yeah, Fry's. Yeah, they're selling like groceries and computer chips, right?
Oh yeah, it was. Anyway, that was
interesting.
One of my nerdiest moments ever is driving to Fry's Electronics. So.
How did you come to join the Almond Board of California?
Well, my wife and I, we wanted to get out of Utah for a number of different reasons. One, the reason that I moved there, Charge Solutions, obviously I had stopped working for them. 7 years working for your brother is fun, interesting, and an incredible challenge. So we decided to try a new adventure in a different state that neither of us had ever been to. And so we decided to try the Pacific Northwest, and we moved to Vancouver, Washington, and we were there for 9 months. It started raining in, started raining in October and didn't stop. In the day we left, it was still raining. We left on Valentine's Day. So it was, and we had a little, we moved from 3,400 square feet on a quarter of an acre in Utah to 1,200 square feet of a townhouse in Vancouver, Washington, when our backyard was literally 6x8. Wow. We have two dogs, it rained, and there was no drainage in our backyard. So we had 2 inches of water in the backyard at all times. It was not a great experience. We really didn't know anybody, so it was hard to find a good job. My wife did find a job where she could start working from home as a medical coder, so that was our blessing from there. And then after the 9 months, we decided to come back to Modesto, which is where we met. And so we came back here while she was working, and then I got a job working for the Merced Superior Court. Just as a temp, I needed some work, so I was working. And about a month in, I got a message on LinkedIn, and they said, "Hey, would you be interested in a job as a system administrator in Modesto?" They didn't tell me the name of the company. It's in Modesto, and I'm like, "Sure, great." They told me where it was. It was in the 15th floor of a hotel. I went, I interviewed. They hired me on the spot for a vacancy that they had as a temp. 6 months later, they hired me on permanently. They created a position for me so they could hire me on permanently. And in that time, I have completely rebuilt. We've completely rebuilt the entire network there.
Wow.
Which has been great.
Nice.
Don't forget to subscribe and like the show on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you listen.